Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all الحمد لله رب العالمين you are watching Madani channel and this is our weekly broadcast program called Praises of the Chosen One Subhanallah the gathering in which the voices echo in praises of the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla our beloved Nabi who is the peace of our hearts and mind The most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers, I am accompanied by our two special and beautiful Nathans, mashallah. Both of them have the similar qualities, beautiful voice, mashallah, that has in-depth and touches our hearts at the same time. Ya Allah Kareem, shower both our Nathans. On my extreme right is our beloved Naveed Attari, hafizahullah. And on my left, Maulana Abdul Qadir Ansari, Attari Hafizahullah. We will be reciting kalams, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and nasheeds, manqabats. Remember, every note, every word, every line, every stanza is in the praises of Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And yes, dear viewers, this is the means of blessings and barakah for the reciters as well as for our listeners. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In such gatherings, we attain proximity and closeness through the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, use this as an opportunity and subhanallah, fall in love. Yani allow for these flames to keep burning in our hearts, dear viewers of Madini channel, and allow for this love to turn our words into actions and we become obedient to his sunnahs as well sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, chale aage badhte hain aur ab we commence with a beautiful hamd-e bari ta'ala composed by none other than the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya. Beautiful hamd, mashallah, tu hi malik ke bahar o bar hai, ya Allah, tu hi khaliq e jinn o bashar hai, ya Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. This is hamd and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sway in ecstasy and enjoy this beautiful kalam that shall be recited by Naveed Attari Hafizahullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam
sallallahu alayka ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya habiballah duniya آفت سے بچانا مولا عقبا میں نہ کچھ رنج دکھانا مولا عقبا میں نہ کچھ رنج دکھانا مولا بیٹھوں جو درے جو درے پاک پیغمبر کے حضور بیٹھوں جو درے پاک پیغمبر کے حضور تو ایمان پہ اس وقت اٹھانا مولا ایمان پہ اس وقت اٹھانا مولا صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ یا اللہ سب نبیوں کا سرور ہے یا اللہ یا اللہ اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a spiritual lift, dear viewers of Madani channel. Maza aa gaya, Subhanallah. If your hearts have moved even a little, then you should also say Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Let's keep this momentum flowing and going, inshallah, azza wa jalla. For after this kalam, you are going to listen to another kalam from our beloved Mawlana Abdul Qadir At-Tari Ansari Hafidhahullah. But before we go there, Subhanallah, just to understand a little of its background, the summary and its meaning, Subhanallah, Tuhi Malike Bahru Barhe Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is our Aqeedah. Amir al-Sunnah has composed and written, You are the Lord of everything, Ya Allahu, Ya Allah. You are the creator of all living and non-living beings, Ya Allahu, Ya Allah. Tu abadi hai, tu azali hai, tera naam alimu ali hai. Only you are the eternal absolute. And your names are Alim and Ali. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. What a beautiful, beautiful kalam, Subhanallah. Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. Raat ne jab sar apna chupaya, chidiyon ne ye dhikr sunaya. All the birds sing the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. Nagma bar naseem sahar hai, Ya Allah. Subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah says the morning breeze sings in a sweet melody, Ya Allahu, Ya Allah. Bakhsh de tu attar ko mola, vaasta tujhko us pyare ka jo sab nabiyon ka sarwar hai, Ya Allah. At the end, Amir Ahl Sunnah, he closes this kalam, this Hamd-i Bari Ta'ala, by making dua for forgiveness. He says, Oh my Lord, please forgive. Attar, yani making dua for himself. This is his takhallus. He uses Subhanallah for his kalam. He says, Oh my Lord, please forgive Attar for the sake of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo sab nabiyon ka sarwar hai, Ya Allah. That Nabi and that Messenger, that Prophet, who is the leader of all the Prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allahu, Ya Allah. What a beautiful Hamd-i Bari Ta'ala. And this is how we always commence with our programs, for barakah, for blessings. We praise our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. And for these praises to be accepted, we now move on to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we could enhance the beauty and the blessings of this program. Subhanallah, wherever you find the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the praises of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what praises can we make when Allah azza wa jalla has exalted the praises of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by himself? He says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Subhanallah. When Allah Azza wa Jalla has elevated the remembrance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much more can we elevate his dhikr? Allahu Akbar. His dhikr is not only upon the earth, but in the heavens as well, dear viewers. In all the levels of all the skies, in Jannah, in paradise, subhanallah, upon the earth and in every corner is the dhikr of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem grant us proximity and closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So through this Hamd-i Bari Ta'ala, we were being cleansed, subhanallah, and now we shall be washed in love with the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by listening to his praises. And for that, subhanallah, we have our beloved Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, who will recite for us a kalam, Aisa tujhe khalik ne tarahdar banaya. Now this kalam speaks about the beauty and also about the excellences of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will go through a few ash'ar of this kalam, inshallah. Listen to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aisa tujhe khaliq nil arhdar banaya. Aisa tujhe khaliq nil arhdar banaya. Aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya. Aisa tujhe khaliq ne tarahdar banaya. Yusuf ko tera ko tera talib-e-deedar banaya. Ae nazr meri risalat ke chamakte hue maqtaa چمکتے ہوئے مقتا تو نے ہی اسے مطلع انوار بنایا بنایا تو نے ہی اسے مطلع انوار بنایا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا کون بنائے گئے سرسار کی خاطر کون بنائے گئے سرسار کی خاطر سرکار بنایا بنایا کون کی خاطر تمہیں سرکار بنایا اور کنجی تمہیں دی اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے اپنے خزانوں کی خدا نے محبوب کیا مالک مختار بنایا محبوب کیا مالک مختار بنایا رخسار بنایا اپنے لیے تیرا گل رخسار بنایا ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا ان کے لب رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے ان کے لب رنگی کی نچھاور تھی وہ جس نے پتھر میں حسن لال پرنوار بنایا حسن لال پرنوار بنایا ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا
بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ایسا تجھے خالق نے طرح دار بنایا سبحان اللہ ناؤ ہیئر ان دس کلام دا پوئٹ سپیکس اباؤٹ دی بیوٹی ان پیرلڈ ان میچڈ بیوٹی آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دی ڈیوائن کریئٹر اللہ عز و جل ہیز میڈ یو سو ہینڈسم سو بیوٹیفل سو یونیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یور بیوٹی از سچ کہ یوسف کو تیرا طالب دیدار بنایا that even سیدنا یوسف علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام being so handsome اللہ اکبر longs to get a glance of you یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر حسن یوسف پہ کٹی مصر میں انگشت زنا سر کٹاتے ہیں تیرے نام پہ مردان عرب اللہ اکبر سیدتنا زلیخا رضی اللہ تعالی عنہا Allahu Akbar gave the woman of Egypt to cut some fruits, and Allahu Akbar, after being absorbed and lost in the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they slit their fingers unknowingly. Subhanallah. And the poet here says, Sar katate hain tere naam par mardane Arab. But Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your beauty is such that here, not unknowingly, but knowingly, the men of Arab are not cutting their fingers, but they are slitting their throats in love for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yani giving their lives for you. Whatever they possess, whatever they have, they are giving it and sacrificing everything upon the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Contemplate and focus for a moment, you know. I'm recalling the incident of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an. How did he radiyallahu an leave everything at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Subhanallah, this is the beauty, the unparalleled and unmatched, impeccable character and beauty of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no words to describe his beauty, subhanallah, subhanallah, to such an extent that Allahu Akbar, there are numerous waqiyas and stories of how Sahaba alayhi muridwan would sacrifice everything for the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. They were captivated in his muhabba, in his beauty and his love, dear viewers. They respected him. Once they seen his mubarak and blessed chihara, subhanallah, this is all that they would long for the entire day. One glance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that would make them forget all their pain. Subhanallah, their hunger is no longer existing. It would satiate their hunger and nourish their souls as well. That is why Allah Hazrat says, Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigahe inayat pe lakho salam, Mustafa jaan rahmat pe lakho salam, shama'e bazme hidayat pe lakho salam. Then the poet says, Konain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir, konain ki khatir tumhe sarkar banaya. Allahu Akbar. He says, Konain banaye gaye sarkar ki khatir. Yes, everything in this world exists because of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the poet says, Konain ki khatir tumhe sarkar banaya. And for this creation, for this universe and world, you were made the sarkar. Subhanallah. Kunji tumhe di apne khazano ki khudane. Mahbub kya maliko mukhtar banaya. When the beloved Rasul has been granted the keys to his treasures, Allahu Akbar, he has bestowed upon such unique authority and ownership to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kya baat hai Madine ki. And this is the truth, dear viewers, because he sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the true distributor of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kon deta hai dene ko mo chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Our beloved Rasul alone can give, dear viewers of Madine channel, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted him these powers to give. Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. And our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the true distributor of Allah's favors, Allah's bounties, Allah's treasures, subhanallah, that he Azza wa Jalla has made the beloved Rasul authoritative for, subhanallah. He has the keys in his possession, subhanallah. Whenever you hear of anything new being found in the earth, you should know that this is the sadqa of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah Kareem, hame huzur ka qurb naseeb farmaye, subhanallah. So this is a beautiful session and a beautiful gathering right now, and to enhance the beauty of the soul and subhanallah, to enhance the spirituality, let's listen to another kalam from our Naveed At-Tari hafidhahullah inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jalwa-e yaar idhar bhi koi phera
رستا
مدینے کی ہوا دل میرا سوتا ہے، مدینے کی ہوا دل میرا سوتا ہے، سوکھی کلیوں کو کھلا جاتا ہے جھونکا تیرا، سوکھی کلیوں کو کھلا جاتا ہے جھونکا تیرا، خارِ صحرائے نبی پاؤں سے کیا کام تجھے، خارِ صحرائے نبی پاؤں سے کیا کام تجھے، جان میرے دل میں ہے راستہ تیرا، میری جان میرے دل میں ہے راستہ تیرا، کس کے دامن میں چھپے کس کے قدم پر لوٹے، کس کے دامن میں چھپے کس کے قدم پر لوٹے، سگ جائے کہاں چھوڑ کے ٹکڑا تیرا، تیرا سگ جائے کہاں چھوڑ کے ٹکڑا تیرا، اب حسن مرقبتِ خواجہ اجمیر سنا، اب حسن مرقبتِ خواجہ اجمیر سنا، طبعہ پرجوش ہے رکتا نہیں خاما تیرا، طبعہ پرجوش ہے رکتا نہیں خاما تیرا، جلوے یار کوئی میرا تیرا،
آؤٹ آف ورڈز ڈیئر ویورز، اللہ اکبر، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، another heart touching kalam that just nourishes the soul, the spirit, the ruh, and from within you feel this ecstasy, and this is because the soul enjoys the dhikr of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Kareem grant us more closeness through every kalam that we are listening in praises of the most exalted habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aapne ab jo kalam sunaya waqai mein dil ko chhu diya, it has touched our hearts, dear viewers of Madini channel. Jalwa yaar idhar bhi koi phera tera, Allahu Akbar. These are some words, they are like subhanallah words used to express one's feelings and desire to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jalwa yaar, oh the beauty of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Idhar bhi koi phera tera. Now cast your glance this way as well. Come and visit us. Cast your gaze at us. Subhanallah. Hasratein aat pahar takti hai rasta tera. For my longing eyes await your path night and day, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, kiske daman mein chupe, kiske qadam par lote, Allahu Akbar, in whose shelter can I hide, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at whose feet must I stay at? Subhanallah, subhanallah, tera sag jaye kahan, chhor ke tukda tera. Allahu Akbar, for where can your humble dog go leaving the daman of yours, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is to express a point of humility in front of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you are the beggar, we all are beggars. He is the master, he is the bestower, he is the granter, he is the giver from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made him Qasim, Allah has made him Mukhtar, Allah has granted him authority, Allah has granted him the noor. Thus he will give how much he wants to give and distribute, subhanallah. And the poet says, ya Rasulullah, where must I go and hide? At whose door must I go and knock? I am your dog, ya Rasulullah. Leaving your daman, ya Rasulullah, where else do we go and stretch our daman? Before whom should we do this when we have you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Khare sahrae nabi paon se kya kaam tujhe? Aa meri jaan, mere dil mein hai. Rasta tera. Ye sher ne to kamal kar diya ji. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The poet says, O thorn of the prophet's desert, why are you at my feet? Subhanallah, the thorns of Medina, the thorns from the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the land of the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the desert of the Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that why are you at my feet? Your place is not on the ground. Aa meri jaan, mere dil mein hai rasta tera. Oh, beloved thorn, come here. Come, my beloved. I welcome you in my heart. Your path is here, not on the floor, subhanallah. For you are the thorn of Madinatul Munawwara. You are the thorn from the land of my beloved Aqa and Master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite another beautiful kalam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Our beloved Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib will recite a kalam related to dust. Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi maaba hai hamara. Bada acha kalam hai, kalam e ala hazrat hai, ise suniyega inshaallah aur kuch tafsir bhi sunte hain iske baad. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hum khaak hain aur khaak hi maaba hai hamara. Hum khaak hain aur جس خاک پہ رکھتے قدم سید عالم جس خاک پہ رکھتے قدم سید عالم، اس خاک پہ قربان دل شیدا ہے ہمارا، اس خاک پہ قربان دل شیدا ہے ہمارا، ہم خاک ہے اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے ہمارا، خم ہو پشتے فلک اس تان زمین سے، غم ہو گئی پشتے فلک اس تان زمین سے، سن ہم پہ مدینہ ہے وہ ہے رتبہ ہم پہ مدینہ ہے وہ ہے رتبہ ہے ہمارا، ہم خاک ہے اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے ہمارا، اس نے لقب خاک شہنشاہ سے پایا، اس نے لقب خاک شہنشاہ سے پایا، جو حیدر کرار کی مولا ہے ہمارا، جو حیدر کرار کی مولا ہمارا، خاک ہے اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے ہمارا، اے مدعیوں خاک کو تم خاک نہ سمجھے، اس خاک میں مدفوش بدحا ہے ہمارا، اس خاک میں مدفوش بدحا ہے ہمارا، ہم خاک ہیں اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے ہمارا، ہے خاک سے تعمیر مزار شہ شونین، ہے خاک سے تعمیر مزار شہ شونین، مامور اسی خاک سے قبلا ہے ہمارا، مامور اسی خاک سے قبلا ہے ہمارا، ہم خاک ہیں اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے ہمارا، ہم خاک اڑائیں گے جو خاک اڑائیں گے جو وہ خاک نہ پائی، آباد رضا جس پہ مدینہ ہے ہمارا، آباد رضا جس پہ مدینہ ہے ہمارا، خاک ہے اور خاک ہی ماوا ہے
Maulana Sahib has brought us to reality, and this is the reality of our existence, dust, sand. Ala Hazrat Imam al-Kalam, Ash-Shah Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, states, we are dust, hum khaak hain, we are dust. And it is this dust which is our destination. Mawa hai hamara, khaki to wo Adam jade ala hai hamara. And created from dust was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, our ancestral father of mankind. Subhanallah. So if we want to understand this, dear viewers of Madinay channel, various tafasir, in fact, before you even go there, Allah Kareem in the Holy Quran Park states very clearly, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha wa ja'allakum shu'uba wa qabaila li ta'arafu. O people, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha. So, O people, you were created from one man and one woman. Why Allah says one man and one woman? And that's to remind you that yours and mine's and our origin is dust, khak. So whenever you brag about whatever you have, you should remember that the reality of us is dust. Hum khaki to hain. Allahu Akbar. We admire ourselves for hours and hours. We brag about what we have and what we own and what we can do. But reality to ye hai ki hum kuch nahi hai, hum bas khak hain. Allahu Akbar, everything around us, just as everything can be destroyed, we will also be destroyed. And this is our reality, dear viewers of Madani channel. We have created you from one man and one woman, dividing you into various tribes, these social statuses, these cultures, this caste that you see. All of this is for what? Someone is Urdu speaking, someone is Meman, someone is Gujarati, someone is Surti. Why all of these various castes and cultures? لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you may recognize each another. You may recognize one another. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Subhanallah. Look up its English translation. Allah Azza wa Jalla only judges you by your piety and taqwa that you possess. Dear viewers of Madinay channel. Subhanallah. This is our reality. Hum kuch nahi hai. Bas Allah Hazrat says, Allah hame khaak kare apni talab mein. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reduce us to dust as we seek out His manifestation. Ye khaak to sarkar se tamgha hai hamara. This dust from our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a royal seal of confirmation. Yani, like a royal medal on our necks. Because subhanallah, from this very sand was the creation also of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he is nuri, he is light, but the jismani aspect, the bodily aspect is also from the very same dust, from the very same sand. Subhanallah, and he is the greatest of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the heavens or upon the earth, wherever you go, there is no one more greater than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Thus he says, Jis khaak pe rakhte the qadam sayyid-e alam, that dust on which was set the sacred feet and qadam of the leader of all the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Hazrat is speaking about the sand of Medina. How fortunate is the sand of Medina that the beloved Rasul set his blessed qadam upon that sand. He says, Us khaak pe qurbaan dile sheda hai hamara. Upon that dust is sacrificed my heart, which is absorbed in his affection. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And this is the truth, dear viewers. How do we ever place our feet upon that land? For that is the place where we should go headlong. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in another couplet, he states very beautifully, subhanallah, he states,
Haram ki zameen aur qadar ke chalna, Haram ki zameen aur qadar ke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale chamak तुझसे पाते हैं सब पाने वाले मेरा दिल भी चमका दे चमकाने वाले मेरा दिल भी चमकाने वाले.
Allah Kareem, hum sabko muhabbat-e rasool se nawaze. May we all be blessed with the love and true devotion for Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab hum dusre kalam ki janib jaate hain. غم سبھی راحت و تسکین میں ڈھل جاتے ہیں. اللہ اکبر, how our pain, our agonies and problems are turned into something which is better, subhanallah, how they are changed and how our problems come to an end after seeing the smile of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or with the smile of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how our pain and problems come to an end, how things change in our life is this beautiful kalam. Let's hear this kalam, inshallah, our Naveed bhai will recite, and this will be the last kalam, after which inshallah we shall move towards manaqib and the praises of the awliya and salihin, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
غم سبھی راحتوں تسکین میں ڈھل جاتے ہیں, غم سبھی راحتوں تسکین میں ڈھل جا تسکین میں ڈھل جاتے ہیں. جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جاتے ہیں, جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات تسکین میں ڈھل جاتے ہیں, جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جاتے ہیں, جب کرم ہوتا ہے جاتے ہیں.
اس میں احمد کا وظیفہ ہے ہر ایک غم کا علاج, اس میں احمد کا وظیفہ
خطرے ہو اسی نام سے ٹل جاتے ہیں, لاکھ خطرے ہو اسی نام سے ٹل جاتے ہیں, جب کرم ہوتا ہے جاتے ہیں.
اور ان کی رحمت ہے خطا پوش گناہ گاروں کی, ان کی رحمت ہے خطا
سیکھے سر بازار بھی چل جاتے ہیں, سیکھے سر بازار بھی چل جاتے ہیں,
اور اپنی آغوش میں لے
جب ان کا کرم,
اپنی آغوش میں لے
جب ان کا کرم زندگی کے سبھی انداز بدل جا انداز بدل جاتے ہیں
اپنی آغوش میں لے لیتا ہے
جب اڑ کا کرم
اپنی آغوش میں لے لے
جب ان کا کرم زندگی کے سبھی انداز بدل جاتے ہیں جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جا
ذرا اڑ کی دہائی دے کر کوئی دیکھے تو ذرا اڑ کی دہائی دے کر
ارے عشق صادق ہو تو پتھر پگھل جاتے ہیں عشق صادق ہو تو بھی پگھل جاتے ہیں جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جا
رکھ ہی لیتے ہیں بھرم اڑ کے کرم کے صدقے
جب کسی بات پہ دیوانے مچل جاتے ہیں جب کرم ہوتا ہے جاتے ہیں
اور آپ کو کعبے مقصود ہی مانو خالد
آپ کے در پہ صبر مان نکل جا صبر مان نکل جاتے ہیں جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جاتے ہیں
سبحان اللہ جب کرم ہوتا ہے حالات بدل جاتے ہیں اللہ اکبر سو دس از سم تھنگ وچ وی آل اویٹ ایوری پرسن وانٹس دا کرم آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بیکاز وین ہیز مرسی ڈسینڈز آل سرکمسٹانسز چینج ایوری میٹر ول چینج ایوری سچویشن دیٹ یو فیس یو مے بی بریکنگ ڈاؤن ڈو ناٹ لوز ہوپ ان دا مرسی آف اللہ عز و جل اینڈ ان دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیونکہ جب کرم ہوگا نا حالات بدل جاتے ہیں سبحان اللہ غم سبھی راحت و تسکین میں ڈھل جاتے ہیں سو آل دا سوروز ٹرانسفارم انٹو کمفرٹ اینڈ ٹرانکولیٹی وین ہی سیز جب کرم ہوتا ہے آل یور سوروز ول کم ٹو این اینڈ وین دا مرسی آف دا بیلوڈ رسول ول ڈیسینڈ آل سرکمسٹانسز شل چینج ڈیئر ویوز آف مدنی چینل Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So the poet then says, Isme Ahmad ka wazifa hai har ik gham ka ilaj. Reciting the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a cure for every grief. Isme Ahmad ka wazifa hai har ik gham ka ilaj. That the wazifa and the invocation of his name is the cure for every grief. Laakh khatre ho, isi naam se tal jate hain. Subhanallah, even countless dangers are averted through the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. He says, aapke zikr se ik kaif mila karta hai. Aapke zikr se ik kaif mila karta hai. The remembrance of the beloved Rasul is such that he says, your remembrance is such, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that it brings a unique spiritual ecstasy. It takes us into a form, into a state of ecstasy, a spiritual state. He says, or jitne bhi hain, asrar wo khul jate hain. Allahu Akbar. And all inner mysteries begin to unfold. All inner mysteries begin to unfold once the love of the beloved Rasul settles in dear viewers of Madini channel. Once the dhikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes home in your heart and you go into a spiritual state, all of these mysteries begin to unfold from within. Subhanallah. Things that weren't answered, you will see the answers to all those questions that you may have in your heart, in your mind. He says, apni aghosh mein le leta hai jab unka karam. So aghosh is to take something inside and within it. He says, apni aghosh mein le leta hai jab unka karam. When his mercy embraces a person, zindagi ke sabhi andaaz badal jate hain. Allahu Akbar. When it would envelop a person, when the mercy of the beloved Rasul would envelop you, every aspect of your lifestyle will transform and change. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ishq ki aach se dil kyu na banega Kaaba? How would a heart not become a Kaaba in the warmth of love? How would a heart not become Kaaba in the warmth of love? Ishq ki aach se patthar bhi pigal jate hain. Allahu Akbar. Oh, love is so powerful that it can even melt stone. Subhanallah. Even stones melt under the warmth of true love. How can your heart not melt? Allahu Akbar. How can your heart not soften, dear viewers of Madini channel? Kya baat in ashar mein? Subhanallah. All of these ashar and couplets take us back to one reality, that we need to soften the heart, because the heart is the house for the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his kalam, for salah, for all ibadat and worship, dear viewers of Madini channel, Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq that we are able to adhere and to follow these rules and principles so that we may enjoy the sweetness of our iman, inshallah, azza wa jalla. I do not want to take much time, though there is so much of explanation that can be given on these kalams, dear viewers, but let's move on to the next aspect of the program, and that is from Imamul Anbiya to Sultanul Awliya. Allahu Akbar. That is the praises of Ghaus-e-Azam Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu al-Nurani. And I'm going to request our Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib to recite a kalam, a manqabat, as he wishes, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If possible, wo kalam dara padhiyega, asiro ki mushkil, kusha Ghaus-e-Azam, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Imdad kun, imdad kun, azbande gham azad kun, dardino dunya shad kun, dardino dunya shad kun, ya ghause azam dastgir imdad kun, az bande gham azad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, ya ghause azam dastgir imdad kun, imdad kun, asiro ke mushkil Ghaus-e-Azam, asiron ke mushkil kusha, Ghaus-e-Azam, faqiron ke haajat rawa, Ghaus-e-Azam,
امداد کن امداد کن از بندے غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن
امداد کن
تیرے ہاتھ
Allahu Akbar. We are the beggars at the door of Sarkari Ghousi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Subhanallah. And this is the karam of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he has made him the Sultan of the Awliyas. And our needs are fulfilled even at his doorstep as well, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Every year, hundreds and thousands of brothers MashaAllah, they travel to Baghdad-e-Mualla. Allah Kareem, hum sabko waha le jayein. We thank our team, our technical team, our camera team, MashaAllah, our sound technicians as well, our beloved brothers, MashaAllah, who are present here every Sundays and even internationally as well. We say shukran to our brothers, MashaAllah, for making this program successful. Until next Sunday, keep yourself busy with your tongues moist, with dhikrullah and durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep smiling, dear viewers, wherever you are. Stay good. And subhanallah, remember the ummah at large. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.